and food independence.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Nancy Talbot with Gene and Chris reporting extraordinary events. Let's look at Robert just very briefly. Does he have a day job? What's he do when he's not engaged in delivering all these strange effects?
He doesn't do anything else. He has been lately, well, for quite a few years now, been doing readings and healings for people who are interested in this sort of thing. But he was not able to complete school because the awareness of these presences. Robert is aware of an external consciousness, something totally external to himself, which he believes is a very loving spiritual force, and he's been aware of it and the presence of deceased relatives and many other beings and deceased presences since he was, it started when he was four.
Okay, and so we're talking about somebody here who is the classic psychic, but with some extra side effects that maybe we don't hear about that often.
That's putting it mildly, Gene.
I'm just trying to understate the obvious.
Yeah.
In school, he went to him. He's very bright. He's extremely intelligent and very funny and not at all a guru. He is insistent that people understand that that's not his bag at all. He is trying to help people recognize that there is a larger reality than we know about. In his opinion, it is spiritually based and very loving, very positive. And his hope is that through all of these various events and careful documentation of many of them, that more people can begin to think about and raise questions about and be serious in their pursuit of understanding. Because he thinks as they do this, it opens doors that are necessary for people to grow and become more responsible, to take charge of their own lives instead of looking for somebody else to solve the problems that we're up against.
Yeah, there's a few of those out there. I want to ask before I forget, Nancy, is when that event occurred in front of witnesses where he appeared to teleport from one part of the field to the other and was gone for 30 seconds, is there anything in the record that describes his thoughts, feelings, and sensations during that time period? Did he have a sense of somewhere else or some time passing?
What I wrote was what he told me at the time, and I interviewed his mother and some of the other people who are present. He was dizzy, and he knew something had happened, and he asked his mother and this other woman, Ellen, when they got to him, when he reappeared, they ran to where he was. And he asked them, did I disappear? He apparently was aware that something had happened, but he had no clear notion of what it was. He often now, this is, again, the tip of the iceberg, but he will be aware when he knows when these presences are around. And slowly, over the years, he's become able to differentiate that some of them he calls UFO energies, which in the beginning he never ever talked about UFOs at all. Sometimes he differentiates them as Mary energies, meaning he feels a sweetness, a kindness that he would associate with the Virgin Mary if he were a religious person, which he isn't. His whole take on this is that there are these energies, cosmic energies, interdimensional energies. He's not sure what to call them, but they are of a spiritual nature, positively inclined toward mankind. And if we learn to start thinking about this and asking questions, that we are all going to start to realize that the UFO situation, the ET situation, the crop circles, out-of-body experiences, remote viewing, poltergeists, hauntings, you name it, they're all bits and pieces of the same big unknown whatever.
Sounds like the church to me.
Sounds like also the traditional psychic's viewpoint about what's going on.
Correct, correct. Yeah. And whether that ends up being the facts or not, I don't know. I'm just telling you what he tells me. And since he's the person to whom it's happening, he knows better than I do at this point. So I listen to what he says and I report what he says.
But certainly we have to take his opinion as his opinion. This is what he believes to be the cause of what's going on. We obviously can't determine if that's really what is happening or are higher beings telling him this.
Exactly. It's up to you to do what you want to with that information.
Yeah, but why him? I mean, why was he singled out? Does he have a sense of
special destiny? Not a clue. It does perhaps help to tell you that his mother also is extremely sensitive, might be the word. She has seen many of these things, including creatures and beings. His sister has perhaps seen more beings than he has.
I have a quick question here. Therefore, does his mother have a background of this sort of thing?
No, she never paid any attention to it, ignored it entirely until the son was born and it started happening to him. And by the time he was 5 or 6 years old, it was so present in his life that when this energy approached him, whatever it is, his attention, you see, would be drawn entirely to it. So if he were sitting in a classroom, let's say, he's getting taught mathematics or lingua or whatever, Dutch, English, whatever, and the teacher is going on, Robert's paying attention like every other kid in the class, until suddenly this energy presents itself to him. And when it does, it absolutely 100% draws his attention to it. And this is why he was unable to keep on in school. He simply could not pay attention if this other thing was happening, and it's been happening so much in his life from the get-go that he was unable to learn any real trade or to finish schooling. Now, I'll give you one idea of a recent thing that happened that had to do with the United States that will show you how powerful whatever this is. In June of 2011, I got a report. On my website, you'll see report a crop circle form. And somebody filled that in and mailed it to me, reporting a crop circle in Virginia. And it was simply a picture of the circle and a little bit of text from this guy telling me he just discovered it and that he thought I would like to know about it. Well, that day I happened to be writing something to Robert on email, and Robert gets many circles in grass in Holland because they grow a lot of grass because they've got a lot of cows. And so many of the circles happen in grass in Holland. They also happen in the other crops, but a lot of them in grass. And I thought that Robert might like to see what one looked like in America in grass. That's the only reason I sent him the picture. I attached it and sent it off. And 2 seconds later, the phone rang, and it was Robert. And he says, "Watch out, that one's a fake." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I see a teenage boy. He's got dirty blonde, brownish, dirty blonde hair down the back of his neck." He means in a ponytail. "I see a black baseball cap. He usually wears a black baseball cap. He's the paper boy in that town. And his name is Mike." And I thought, well, damn, that's pretty precise. So I wrote it all down. And I wrote back then an email to the guy who had reported the circle. And I said, "By any chance, do you know if there is," and then I described the boy with the brown hair down the back of the neck and the black baseball cap, who was the paper boy, whose name was Mike. And the guy writes back to me with, "How in the hell did you know that?" And I said, "Well, I'd be happy to tell you. Turns out that there is, in that town," it's a very small town apparently, an area I've never been to, and Robert doesn't even know where Virginia is, but in that little village, there is a kid who has brownish blonde hair and a ponytail. He normally wears a black baseball cap. He is the paper boy, and his name is Mike. And the guy who reported the whole thing to me knew of this kid, and at a barbecue, which was happening a couple days later, he asked the boy if, in fact, he had made the circle.
And we'll have to find out what that boy said. We have Nancy Talbot joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Nancy Talbot of BLT Research reporting some extraordinary experiences that she and others have encountered with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. And we stopped at a cliffhanger again, Nancy, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Why do we have to keep doing that?
Was there a paper boy with brown hair down the back of his neck who wore a black baseball cap and whose name was Mike? Was there such a person in that town? And there was. And not only was there, he then, once the man who had reported the whole thing asked him about it, he then demonstrated for the man how he had done it, and the guy sent me a picture, which is now up on Robert's page on the BLT website. Now, Robert doesn't know where Virginia is. He's never been out of Holland, except for a couple of trips to Belgium, which is very close by. He doesn't know Mike. How in the world did he do that? You know, it's the same way he does the knowing of the crop circles. It's the same way he does the readings when people come to him and they want to know. Sometimes they want to know about health problems. Sometimes they want to know about money or love. Many people come to him because they're interested in their deceased relatives, wanting to know if they're okay.
Now, one of the things I should point out here, the skeptics are going to look at this and say, okay, Robert may have had some unusual paranormal encounters, but maybe he's trying to use that as a means to profit from his experiences?
Well, he's not making any money. Neither one of us has anything to sell.
Does he sell his readings? Does he get paid for those?
His father, when he was at home, he now lives by himself. When he was at home, his father insisted. Robert himself will not ever ask for money because he thinks it should not. He shouldn't do it. His father, remember, was a banker.
Uh-oh.
And
so he's a bankster, as they call him nowadays in the political world. We don't call him bankers anymore. We call him bankster, like banker and gangster being the same.
That's pretty much exactly correct.
So Daddy was a bankster and insisted that he earn his keep if he's going to have these psychic readings. Well, that's fine. But you understand why people will criticize this. They'll say, heck, the guy's just trying to make a buck. We shouldn't pay attention.
That's up to them if they choose to do that. But the fact of the matter is that Robert has seen many, many people at never charged them a cent because they didn't have any. He would sneak them in. And the money that was paid by some of his clients has all gone into a trust. The father did this because he knows that Robert has no way to make a living like the rest of us. And he's concerned about how Robert will survive.
Okay, that's a big question here. He doesn't have a day job. He's not working at the local cafe or something.
Correct.
Is there a reason why he's not working?
Because he is constantly inundated with these other events. They occur all the time. We're not talking once in a while. It can be two or three or four times a day. And I cannot keep up. I have written as much as I can, as fast as I can. Robert now has his own website where things are being put up, not in such detail, because there isn't time to write it all in such detail. But the idea is to, what I'm trying to do is provide as clear and concise and as detailed reports as I can, so people get the general drift of, you know, we're not idiots. When these apparition photos, the photos of people who have died, appear, I knew about this for years before I reported it. And it wasn't until I had my first direct experience of it, which was in 2006. It had been going on for years. But in 2006, when I was with Robert, on my camera, with me standing right with him, right next to him, watching the LED screen, he and I were working that particular night. We were in his little office around 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was photographing his ability to make compass needles move just by looking at them. And he just learned he could bend metal, and he could take metal objects and stick them to his head and walk around and all this stuff. And I was documenting it with my camera.
Is this all documented on your site so we can see what's going on?
It's on the website.
Okay, so if you go to the BLT research site, which is linked at thepowercast.com, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you could take a look at Robert's evidence and decide for yourself one way or the other. Let me ask you, does he have a command of English sufficient to maybe get him on the show?
Yes, now he does. Now he does. His English is not perfect, but his English is much better than when I first met. Let me finish what I was trying to tell you about these apparitions.
Sure.
Here we are in the office, the two of us. The girls by this time are married and gone. The parents are sound asleep. Robert and I are the only two people in the house up, and it's 3 o'clock or whatever it was in the morning. And I am focused totally on trying to capture him making the compass needle go, sticking stuff to his head, whatever. Because I'm figuring nobody's going to believe me if I don't take pictures.
Yeah.
While we're doing this, there comes a very, very quiet, very gentle tap, tap, tap on the door. I heard it clearly, but it was so gentle that it would never have occurred to me to pay attention. Robert looked up immediately from his side of the desk and said, "Did you hear that?" And I thought, uh-oh. I knew if he was noticing it, that it meant something was getting ready to happen. So I said, "Yes." And he came around from his side of the desk. We had one camera only, mine, which is a little point-and-shoot digital that somebody gave to BLT. I was holding it because I was the one taking the pictures, and he asked me if he could use it. He never touches my camera unless I give it to him. I handed it to him. I had my head literally touching his, so I could see the LED screen. He holds the camera out in front of his face a couple of feet. He aims it at the door, and he takes one shot, and this man's face takes up almost the whole screen. Boom! I jumped like I'd been shot. Like, oh my God. Because with my eyes, I can see. There's nothing but air between me, us, and the door. And yet, here is this man's face on the LED screen, literally taking up half the screen. Well, then Robert went on. He knew immediately that this was someone who had died. We had no idea who it was. We still don't know. And he knew that they were appearing because they needed help of some kind. And then, over the next several minutes, he stood there with my camera and took a whole series of photographs of this man. Some of the shots, there is only the door showing. Some of the shots, it's the guy. But there are like 7 or 8 or 9, I can't remember how many, of this man's face. Boom, 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 boom. 5 seconds later, 1 minute later, boom, boom, boom. Then, suddenly, the man's face stops appearing. And in the 13th photo, a very odd figure. We have no idea what it is, but it then appeared, and it was in then a whole bunch of other shots. And Robert had the distinct feeling that what he should do was call in the light balls, because he says that some of the light balls are conscious, how would I say this? They're entities of some kind who are here to help people who are stuck, people who are dead and don't know it, or who are dead and having trouble making the transition or whatever.
You know, I'm starting to think of the TV show Being Human when you talk about having trouble making the transition. That's just me.
I have never seen that show, so I don't know.
Okay, Nancy Talbot joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Nancy Talbot joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast, covering the work of BLT research into crop circles, and Robert, a young man who has had an incredible amount of experiences. You are about to continue with some more very, very unusual information.
Well, remember, these incidents and both of our opinions are directly related to the circle phenomenon, which is one of the reasons I've been paying such attention to it. Okay, so in 2006, I have my first personal observation of an unknown human being's face appearing on my camera repeatedly, with me standing right there watching. Then, in 2007, a very sad thing happened. One of my brothers, who had been living out in the middle of the South Pacific on Palau, was suddenly diagnosed with a terrible cancer. And he came back to the States to Johns Hopkins in the hopes that they could do something. But he died in June of 2007. I had already bought my tickets to go to see Robert in August. And when I told Robert about this, he told me some things about Bill that were fairly comforting. But he also told me that he thought my brother would appear on my camera when I came. And I told him, no, I did not want it. I was not ready for such a thing. I hoped it did not happen. I think Robert knew it was going to happen, and he was trying to prepare me. At any rate, 2 months after my brother's death, I was in Holland with Robert. And on the second day, once I recovered from jet lag, we went out into this Woodenhead field. Now, this is the field where all these crop circles had appeared, where Robert had disappeared in front of witnesses' faces. A creature had appeared in that field. There had been a whole bunch of interesting things. And Robert wanted to show me the rest. There were a few circles that hadn't been cut yet. And so we went in the afternoon to this field simply so that I could see what was left of some of these crop circles which had appeared. And as soon as we entered the field, we got out, and I had my camera in its little locked case, as I always do, with a brand new chip in it, which I put in every day, a brand new chip.
This is the memory chip, folks, which is designed to store the files taken by a digital camera. Okay.
Exactly. And I have put in my handwriting the date and, you know, where we're going. So it's my handwriting is on this chip and new batteries and everything. We get to the field and almost immediately he says to me, your brother is here. Oh, this is hard for me.
That's okay. Just take your time.
And he asked me if he could have my camera. And I took it out of the case and I handed it to him. And I stood right with him as he took 60 photos in a row in broad daylight of my brother's face. Now, my brother had never been to Holland. You know, Robert didn't know my brother. And yet there he was. And it's my brother. Now, he appeared again on another day, and it was even stranger what happened then. But the point is that I have been standing right with him now. These are only two times. I have been with him now many times when people, most of whom I don't know, at Easter a few years later, I was there, and a whole bunch of children appeared. Kids, I have no idea who they are.
Robert, now, this is an interesting question here. Okay, so it's possible to find this guy. Are reality shows that deal with the paranormal crowding his little town trying to get interviews with him?
They have more. The debunkers are absolutely going nuts right now.
I would expect they would because this is something that they'd want to try to seize on.
Oh my God, they just can't stand it. They really can't stand it. Robert and I now know that if we've done our job right, we're going to have people jumping up and down. And if they don't jump up and down, we figure we haven't told them right.
But how do you go about maybe convincing other people it's genuine? It's your experience. It's his experience. These are personal experiences. We have the unusual photographs. But can you bring scientists over there to try to examine him? I don't mean make him a lab rat. I don't mean putting him in a cage and trying to rip him apart.
I advise you again, go and read the apparition photos report. Because what we've done in this case is clearly show one of the accusations that the debunkers make is that Robert, first of all, they're saying he uses the internet. And these photos of people who are dead started appearing before he ever had a computer. He didn't have a computer until July of 2006.
And you're showing very unusual photos here, by the way. If you go to the site, which is bltresearch.com/Robert2bs.php, you're going to see what's happening.
Down at the bottom are all these reports, and you'll see this apparition photos report. If you open up part one and then scroll down.
Not just showing the photographs, Nancy, but bringing scientists to
his
town.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
An MIT-trained photo analyst offered his abilities to us. We took one particular case. We took a couple of them. But the first case is one of a soldier that appeared on Robert's camera back in 2004, many times. We found subsequently, actually some debunkers, skeptics found, an image that matched very closely this soldier in a book. And so, of course, immediately the people who do not want to really investigate this decided that, Robert had this book. He had somehow, with a computer, taken this image out, done some Photoshop stuff, got it on his camera somehow, and that's how it was all happening. So we took the image from the book. The photo analyst then traced a very precise line around the image in the book. He then placed tiny little registration dots at certain points throughout the soldier's body. Then we took many of Robert's soldier photos. We resized them so they matched exactly the size of the soldier in the book. And then we dropped this outline with all the registration dots over Robert's photos. If, in fact, it was a copy of that image in the book, the entire outline and registration dots should line up. If you read through the report, you'll clearly see they don't. The registration dots are off. The outline doesn't match. and it does it to varying degrees. The MIT guy tried this over and over and over again, and we have shown the closest matches that he could get. But even in the closest matches, it's not a match.
Okay, we're looking at photographic evidence, and we understand that. But I mean bringing a team of researchers on site when the things happen.
There have been.
Sure.
And there is quite a bit of evidence that is not out there in the public arena yet. But and we're doing what we can do as fast as we can in the detail required to show people step by step the work that's been done and what it indicates.
Now, eventually, the site, by the way, I'm looking at it. It's all in Dutch, so it has to be translated. Or you can use Google Translate or something to manually get the information. But it'd be nice to have an American or an English language version of Robert's site.
And there will be. I write it as fast as I can. That's what the whole thing is about. On the BLT site is every bit of the information in English. And I'm adding more. I'm working on two reports right now.
So this mirrors a lot of what he's got on his site.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, something else that I wanted to bring up that might be of interest is Dr. Roll's participation, Dr. William Roll. In 2008, Dr. Roll, he was an American parapsychologist, and I had been working with him for years. I kept him informed about Robert all these years, and he wanted to meet him. He wanted to observe it himself. And in 2008, he did come to Holland and spent a couple days with us. While he was with us, first of all, he bought a brand new camera with him that had never been out of its box even. And we opened it all together.
So now we'll go into more of this experience with Dr. Roll meeting Robert face to face and what happened next. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We have Nancy Talbot with Gene and Chris here in the Paracast. So, Dr. Roll meets
Dr. William Roll.
Dr. William Roll, would you explain to our listeners precisely who he was?
He was a very important American parapsychologist. He took over the work down at the Rhine Institute when Dr. Rhine died. He's written extensively in the scientific literature. His particular area of expertise is RSPK, this recurrent spontaneous psychokinesis, which was a theory that he developed as to something that might explain some of these events. And I had been keeping him informed for years about Robert, and he understood what I was telling him to be accurate. And so, of course, he wanted to meet Robert. And we were lucky enough, before he died in 2008, there was a conference at the University of Utrecht, and Dr. Roll was invited to participate. And so I got him over there a couple of early, you know, so that we had some days with Robert instead. And Roll bought with him a brand new camera that had never been out of its box. We opened it all together. We put the chip in for the first time. Dr. Roll carried it out to the fields with us, Robert and me, and we walked down to Robert's special field, and the very first shots Robert took with Dr. Roll and me standing right there in broad daylight, the very first 3 shots were UFOs. I mean, boom, 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 right in a row. And I looked at Robert and I thought, what in the world? This is when the UFO photos had just started. And I didn't understand why in the world UFO photos would come on Dr. Roll's camera. But not only did they, with Dr. Roll right there watching Robert the whole time, also there were 3 different images of men apparently deceased. We don't know because we don't know who they are. But if you are looking at the apparition photos report and you go to part 5, you will see the images of these men that appeared with Dr. Roll standing right there watching Robert as he did this, take these photos. And then also there was a whole series, a couple of the nights that we went out into the field, there are amazing light phenomena photos of a type that we'd never seen occur before. So, you know, Dr. Roll, after his visit with us, I was with him alone for a little bit, and I asked him, I said, well, you know, what do you make of all this? What's your opinion? And he was totally flabbergasted, and he said, well, I guess it's some sort of RSPK effect. He didn't know. You know, he said he saw no sign of Robert faking anything. He thought that it should be studied in great depth. He himself at that point was fairly elderly, and not capable of doing the kind of work that should be done. But he expressed very directly his idea that it would be very productive if some serious parapsychologists would get involved.
Well, we have to see how the reaction works. Chris, was there a question or two in the forums?
Yes, we have a number of questions, Gene. One that I really want to make sure that we have time to pose to Nancy is a good one, because it dovetails nicely with the long thread that we had over the past 3 weeks about Ray Stanford and his wish to get his research and analysis in front of the mainstream scientific community. Now, this comes from Dave Murphy, who's a fairly longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com. And his question, Nancy, is, many think that for scientific research of anomalous phenomena to be legitimately accepted by the scientific community, it must first appear in an accredited, peer-reviewed scientific journal. Dr. Levengood did publish his evidence for superheating and the changes in the cellular structure of crops within crop circles in a peer-reviewed scientific journal, Physiologia Plantorum. His findings not only failed to bring the debate to a close, but in fact were largely ignored by the scientific community. Given Levengood's experience, what are your thoughts about the role of peer-reviewed scientific journals and the role they play in bringing legitimacy to frontier science within the scientific community? It's a good question.
Yeah, very good. Science, as it is currently understood and practiced, is the study of the physical realm, right? Things which are physical in nature. Unless science evolves to incorporate, I mean, nowadays with modern science, we're looking at nano, I mean, I don't even know the terminology for these tiny little strings and threads and what the heck does that woman at Harvard call it all, brains, that there are these tiny, minute pieces of matter which on the quantum level behave totally differently than they do not behave in accordance to the rules that govern larger physical matter. It may be that quantum physics will eventually understand enough about the quantum world to be able to lend some guidelines as how to approach the study of this sort of thing, which appears to be metaphysical. Standard old line science can't do it. It doesn't have the tools.
Yeah. Nor the inclination to go against the flow and possibly jeopardize tenure and funding and that sort of thing, a subject that comes up quite a bit on the Paracast. Well, where do we take this whole proto-scientific approach to new energy and try to create a new scientific paradigm for this?
I think that's what we're all doing, you included.
Yes.
All of us who are carefully documenting these things we don't understand. The more careful, the more precise we are, the better foundation we're laying for eventual serious, research from the areas of physics, from consciousness research, who knows what else? I'm not sure what else. But I think we are all doing that right now. We're starting to lay this foundation upon which new science will eventually develop and grow.
Right.
So I really do think that.
Get their heads out of their closets.
Well, right now, you have to remember that most modern science, this is not like 100 years ago.
No.
Where scientists pursued things simply because they were brilliant and interested. Now, science is funded by what? Big business, big pharma, by people who want to make money at something.
Right.
Until they see a reason to study this, until they understand a way to make money from something like this,
the profit motive,
you're not going to have a lot of funding for the work.
No,
well, that's the entire problem here, of course.
Yes, and scientists, just like you and me, they have rent to pay, braces to buy for their children, whatever. They cannot live with no money any better than you and I.
Right.
And it doesn't come psychically.
A big part of the problem that as long as our cultures continue to pursue only those things which produce financial profit, this is all going to go very slowly until such a time.
Well, maybe we should try to talk Robert into going to the Irish sweepstakes or maybe down to the Kentucky Derby. And then we could get our funding.
Well, you know what? Maybe he should have participated in Powerball, Chris, because he could have made, you know, several hundred million dollars. That would give us all the funding any of us need to maybe learn a few answers.
Well, I said it in jest because I know darn well that, by and large, these types of abilities do not translate well to picking lottery numbers and anything that involves self-profit motive and that sort of thing.
We understand that. Nancy Talbert, tell our listeners where they can get more of the things you do, more information about it.
Okay, for the English-speaking people, please go to bltresearch.com. Scroll down on the left-hand side menu to the Van Den Broek case. That opens Robert's page. Down at the bottom of that page, there are dozens of different individual reports in great depth, perhaps too much depth for some people. But do that first to inform yourself of the basic thing that's going on. And then there is quite delightfully now, Robert has finally gotten a site of his own started. This is at www.robertvandenbroek, and Robert is R-O-B-B-E-R-T, .nl/home.
I'll tell you what, folks, we'll put a link up at theparacast.com. So when you see Robert's name, you can go right to his site and check it out. Chris O'Brien, of course, has OurStrangePlanet.com, which is now in the midst of a major redesign. I've seen what they're doing. It's going to be fabulous. Nancy Talbert, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.